where the smoke is hanging still, like an echo from an age long forgotten. There's a memory of a home crushed beneath those blackened stones, and a roof which fell before the beams were rotten. Cecil Darby loved his wife and labored all his life to provide her with material possessions. So he built for her a home of the finest wood and stone, and the house it soon became his sole obsession. It took 300 days for the timbers to be raised. Silhouette was seen for miles around, and the gables reached as high as an eagle in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down when Darby's castle tumbled to the ground. Shared a common bed, there was precious little said in the moments that were set aside for sleeping. Cecil Darby's head was filled with the rooms he'd yet to build, and he never heard young Helen Darby weeping. Then one night he heard a sound and laid his pencil down and traced it to her door and turned the handle. By the pale light of the moon, through the windows of the room, split the shadows where two bodies lay entangled. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised. Silhouette was seen for miles around, and the gables reached as high as an eagle in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down when Darby's castle tumbled to the ground. Seen for miles around, and the gables reached as high as an eagle in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down when Darby's castle tumbled to the ground. Yes, the gables reached as high as an eagle in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down, 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 when Darby's castle tumbled to the ground. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground.